Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So, Kristen, you are starting to realize, and this is very surprising because I don't know anybody in my life that celebrates as well as you do. And I have learned so much from you about identifying the moments that should be celebrated and going for it.
Well, thank
so the
you.
Fact that this is a little squirrely with you right now.
That is a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
I don't know if it's because it. I don't know. I think my husband and I have gotten in this rut of not celebrating each other for our anniversaries. Like before, it was just like, oh, we're busy. It's not that big a deal. And we know we love each other. We don't need this. Like other couples need this. We don't need this. We're fine. And then we had a kid and things got a little more complicated and not as effortless as they have been in the past. And it makes me realize that, no, we need to celebrate our commitment to each other and celebrate our love to each other. Because I'll never forget, and it was funny, like, this was, pre-Jimmy, because we'll be celebrating our 6th wedding anniversary this Saturday. Our wedding anniversary is actually the same day as Abby's birthday, which is so funny. So, yeah, Earth Day, Abby's birthday, our anniversary. It's a big day, y'all. And this was like 3 or 4 years ago, and we hugged each other for our anniversary, and I whispered in his ear, I didn't get you anything. And he whispered in my ear, and I didn't get you anything either. And it was like perfect. You know what I mean? And so we've always just kind of had that. That was our MO. We didn't do anything. However, I was having a conversation at our Burt's Big Adventure reunion with Haley's mom. And we were talking, just, you know, I'm talking. She's like, so what do you got? I'm like, yeah, this coming weekend, we're not doing anything. But it is Bart and I's 6th wedding anniversary. And she's like, oh, what do you guys have planned? What are you going to do? And I was just like, nothing. And she's like, girl, you have to do something, like get a reservation at a restaurant or something, or have, like, she's coming up with ideas that we could do at home. She's like, have a picnic at your house, in your house. And I'm like, we have 3 dogs. There's not going to be any picnic happening on the floor of our home. Okay. And then that conversation happened, and then something else happened, and it didn't really resonate with me until after I had that conversation with Haley's mom about celebrating Bart and I's love. So a dear friend of mine, unfortunately, had to put her dog down. And I stopped by to drop off some comfort food for her, some comfort treats for the other pup, and a blue hydrangea to plant in the yard as a reminder and memory of him. She had some friends over, invited me in, but I didn't want to intrude. But, you know, I went in and we were just hanging out, throwing a few back for the dog. And one of her friends was doing a reading, and she had like these, like, I don't know if they were tarot cards per se, but that's what she was doing, and asked if I wanted one. And I'm like, well, I'd never turn down a free reading. Why not? And so I sit there and, like, I cleanse my hands and, you know, I cleanse my body, and she fans out the, like, I shuffle the cards and she fans them out, and I pick my 3 cards, and one card's supposed to represent your past, one card's supposed to represent your future and your present, and one card's supposed to represent your future. And so we flip the first card over, which was my past, and that was unconditional love. We flip the next card over, which is my present. And it was unconditional love. Cleansing was in my present. And then for my future, it was celebration. And when she was reading through everything and we got to future and celebrating, she goes, you need to celebrate more. And that you just need to take a beat and take a breath and actually take a moment to appreciate things in your life and really celebrate them and acknowledge them, and that these accomplishments, you don't have to diminish them, like they're worthy of celebration. And, you know, I had some things in my mind, but I don't know why it didn't hit till later. It wasn't until I had that conversation with Haley's mom about celebrating our wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, by God, we do need to celebrate each other. So,
and for new listeners, they've been together with each other much longer than that.
16 years.
Yeah.
Like, we were together 10 years when he proposed, 11 years when we got married. And so celebrating 6 years. So, you know, we've been together a hot minute. And so immediately, like, I went online. So Bart and I now have a reservation on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going out to dinner together.
Ooh.
Producer Katie's going to come over and watch Jimmy Jam so he and I can go out just one-on-one. No couple, like no other couples. I'm not making it a group date. It's just going to be he and I getting dressed up, going to a fancy restaurant, and celebrating each other.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good for you.
I don't know why I'm so good at doing it for other people, but not like for us.
Right.
I don't know, that makes no sense. You figure the person that you're closest to, you would go like more so above and beyond. So I think just like had a lot of realizations lately about certain things, and that was one.
You're on The Burt Show.